it's just really important for individuals who may be in a domestic violence situation to seek help before it escalates to where this incident tragically escalated last night.
You're hearing from Bridgeport's police chief, Roderick Porter, and I'm sure you're feeling like, oh my gosh, Melissa, how many times can you play that clip this week? Well, I didn't want to play it again today, and I wasn't planning on playing it again this morning. But unfortunately, we have now had our second domestic violence victim death in Connecticut, specifically in our listening area this week. A tragic loss, a mother who was reportedly killed by her ex-husband. This was in Ansonia. And joining us now for the very latest on the investigation, we welcome back to the show Lieutenant Patrick Lynch with the Ansonia Police Department. Lieutenant, thank you for coming on. What can you tell us about this case?
Well, thank you, Melissa. Unfortunately, this is not the first time we've had to deal with something like this, and it never gets easier. We received a 911 call about 5 a.m. yesterday morning reporting a serious assault on Westfield Avenue. Our first responding officers found two people inside a residence. Both of them had been shot. A female had been shot multiple times. She was transported to a local hospital. Unfortunately, life-saving efforts were unsuccessful, and she was pronounced dead at the hospital. The male was pronounced dead at the scene. The female was shot multiple times in the torso, and the male was shot once in the head. We have recovered a gun and other evidence with the assistance of the state police, and right now it appears that it is a murder-suicide. The male was identified as a Giannis Tavares, age 47, and the ex-husband of the victim, who was a Miguelina LeBron, age 45, who had been residing in Ansonia for the past 6 months. There were they have three children together. Two of them were in the house at the time of at the incident. Luckily, they were not involved and they were unharmed. But it's really just a tragedy all the way around. You have three kids who had a mother in the morning, and now they no longer have a mother or a father.
Do we know if, Lieutenant Lynch, there was any sign of this coming? And I hate to say it that way, but did this person file protective orders? Not that that is going to save a person always. We've seen that happen even here in our own community in Milford and in Bridgeport just this week. But were there any signs of there being issues? I know they were divorced.
Yeah, at this point, we've had no indication that there was any issue going on, at least one that was shared with authorities. We had no calls for service at the house. Neither of the parties show up in our system anywhere. Now, granted, they've only been here 6 months, so that could be one of the reasons. But there were no current protective orders or restraining orders in place, and I know the detectives are trying to – I think one of the follow-ups today is to see if there was any previous orders in place by the court. But right now, we have no indication as to what the relationship was as far as whether it was good or bad and if there was anything that may have been the lead-up to this tragic incident.
Right. So we don't know, Lieutenant Lynch, just to be clear, we don't know if there was a conversation or something that would have triggered that kind of an attack.
Yeah. We don't have any indication of that. What we know so far is that at somewhere around 5 a.m., Tavares broke into the house. It was a multifamily house. He broke into the house, and there was a confrontation, and he ended up shooting Miss LeBron three times before shooting himself.
And you said they have three children. I know two of them are teenagers. The third was not home. Is this an older child? Where are the kids now? Are they in DCF custody or?
No, they're with family members. All three were teenagers in mid to late teens. The oldest had actually left the house to go to work and was out of the house when the incident occurred.
Oh, my God. Lieutenant Lynch, like you said, this is certainly not our first go around with domestic violence. In fact, I was in the beginning of this week, I was with the Center for Family Justice at a Speaking for Women's event. And Deb Greenwood, the CEO and president there, said that the Bridgeport homicide was the 29th domestic violence victim death in Connecticut. This would now be number 30.
Yep.
And just in Ansonia alone, you know, we have the Morales case as well, yes, where we have a missing little girl for years now. How do you respond to these types of cases, and do you feel like we still don't have a good grasp on how big this problem is?
Probably one of the most difficult cases you're ever going to come across as a police officer, because it is so personal, and some people are still embarrassed at the fact that they don't have, quote unquote, a perfect relationship. Well, there are no perfect relationships. You need to be realistic, and you need to understand that if there is any signs of violence or aggression, the best thing you can do is seek help. And there's multitude of ways that you can do that. There's online services through CCA DV, which is the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and that's their website is ccadv.org, I believe. Then you have in the Valley, we're very lucky. We have the Umbrella. We have the Center for Domestic Violence Services. They're operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can be reached by phone or on the internet. Statewide, there's services through ConnecticutSafeConnect.org. There's call and texting services. So the hardest part is the first step, to make that call to seek help. But we also encourage family members, if you see something, if you believe there's something's off, you have to have those difficult conversations with your loved ones. You have to tell them that, you know, there may be a problem. Let's see what's going on. Let's get some help. Just a tragedy that should never happen. It should never come to this. But unfortunately, we have seen it time and time again, and we're trying to just get educated, just get the information out to people about how it's not acceptable to live or be in a relationship where there's aggressive or violent behavior.
And Lieutenant Lynch, only because I have brought up the Morales case really quickly, any updates to that case? I know your team is still actively investigating that.
Still very much an active investigation. We continue to investigate any lead that comes in, and unfortunately none of them have led us to anywhere closer to what has happened to Vanessa.
All right. Lieutenant Lynch, I always appreciate that you come on the show. Thank you so much for this update, and certainly any updates that come through with this most recent case, please keep us posted. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Lieutenant Patrick Lynch here with the Ansonia Police Department on WICC.